Dave, this one I think is probably coming your way. Hello, Brannigan.
Hi, good evening.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. This is an interesting question, and it's definitely one for Dave. Tell him.
All right. Basically, the article title was, "If mud is on the right side, the ball will go left," and they're referring here to a golf ball. Can you explain how this works? Because I can't seem to figure it out.
So let me just summarise this. When whacking a golf ball, if you just don't put any spin on the golf ball, are you saying if you just whack it and assume it doesn't spin, but one side of the ball has some mud on it, they're saying that it will spin away from the side with the mud. Have I got that right?
It will move to the opposite side of which the mud is on, yes.
Dave, what do you reckon?
So what you're interested in here is the forces on the ball. If you've got air going past the ball, the only way that the only thing that you can touch the ball is air other than gravity, which we're going to ignore because it's not very interesting in this circumstances. So you've got air going past the ball, and so if there's going to be force on that ball, that air is going to get deflected one way or the other. If the air gets deflected to the right, then there's going to be an equal and opposite reaction on the ball, and it'll go to the left, and vice versa. Now, what's going to happen if you put some mud on the right-hand side of the ball? Okay, you've got air going both sides of the ball. On the left-hand side of the ball's just as normal. The air's going to kind of stick to the edge of the ball and come round as far as it would do normally. On the right-hand side of the ball, you're going to get a whole lot of mud. It's going to be rough. The air's going to get all turbulent, and it's actually going to leave the ball earlier. So the air coming from the left is going to stick on the ball longer than air going to the right, which means overall the air's going to start moving to the right, which means overall the ball is going to move to the left.
So that's basically... So it wasn't wrong then?
It sounds perfectly plausible. It sounds about right to me.
Brannigan, I don't think you can sue them. They're not misleading you.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for joining us on The Naked Scientist.